to the 88th Annual Academy Awards.
That's right, we are live right outside the Kodak Theater in LA. They flew us out to LA, baby. Alright, let's try this again.
Welcome!
Hey, welcome! Good afternoon!
We are here live at the red carpet of...
That's right. That's right. This is so much fun. They flew us out to LA for this.
Yes.
We were right outside the Kodak Theater.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
It's beautiful here. Obviously, super sunny, but we're indoors now.
For shades off.
This is going to be a great time.
Yes.
We are getting you prepped for tonight's Academy Awards. They're going to be super fun. Hernan and I are going to have our predictions for you.
Yes.
Make sure you keep score at home, because whoever gets... more predictions wrong is going to be punished with a dare for season 2 of the Newcom Podcast. Yeah, this is going to be a great time. Tell them what else we have on the show today, Aaron.
We are going to have some surprise special guests this episode.
Some celebrities. I'm talking A-list. In this episode, Hernan and I will reveal our Oscar picks for the major categories. But you're not going to get that until the end of the episode. But until then, we have our very own, maybe just as prestigious, if not more prestigious.
Why are you saying it?
Prestigious.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Well, we're about to give out the Moonhawk Awards.
Yes.
The Moonhawk Oscars.
Which are probably on par with...
Yeah.
What's
I mean,
you?
There's definitely more... prestigious than the Golden Globe. It's definitely more prestigious than the Golden Globe.
I mean, people are coming out.
People are flocking. If you were in the studio audience right now, you could see them.
You probably couldn't, because you couldn't get in. So,
yeah,
there's
exactly.
That.
No offense to you.
So, yeah, because it's just so full right now. We have people sitting in fire exits. It's that crazy.
We've got 5 amazing categories.
Let's start them.
Let's just do it. And obviously, the winners all receive...
Okay, so movies have been around forever, like since 1927, but nowadays we don't count that far. Forever, right?
No, I don't. I go like to like 55, like 1955, Back to the Future, and then before that, like, doesn't really
it doesn't matter.
No.
Whatsoever. Yeah. They make us laugh, cry, and occasionally pit people against each other.
Yeah, more than occasionally.
Literally every year.
Yeah.
And this is Best Rivalry.
Best Rivalry. Okay. Hernan, what are the nominees?
The nominees are... if I can find them. the nominees are... Woman Alicia Vikander versus Robot Alicia Vikander.
Wow, that's a big one.
That's a very big one.
Yeah.
Second is the Oscars versus diversity.
Wow. That's a front runner.
That is definitely up there.
Those two hate each other. Those two do not get along.
The next one on the list, Leo versus the Bear.
Ah, Leonardo DiCaprio versus the Bear.
Yes.
From The Revenant. Footnote. The Bear from The Revenant is in our studio audience today.
Yeah, yeah.
He's actually leads all nominees with 3 nominations. Can we cut away to the Bear? There's the Bear.
There's the Bear.
He is excited.
Very cuddly.
Oh, he's a bear. Yeah. No, once you get to know him, I mean, a great, great bear.
Great guy.
But yeah, let's see if he can bring one home today. He's nominated for 3.
And unfortunately, Leo couldn't come because the bear, whenever he sees him, honestly, is still mad
just
about
goes,
the whole thing.
He just goes ape shit.
He's just like frothing at the mouth. Our next best rivalry is one that we actually care about a lot.
Yeah.
It's between the Nolan brothers. It's Christopher Nolan versus Jonathan Nolan.
That's a pretty obvious one right there. Even though they didn't really make any major movies this year, you just always feel that tension.
And let's be real, Jonathan went to television because Chris kept rewriting all his scripts.
Yeah.
And the last one, oh my god, Kay.
What?
Check it out, dude.
What?
Best rivalry, Hernan versus Khalil.
Oh my gosh. Congrats. Congratulations. I didn't know. I didn't even know we were nominated.
I didn't realize that either. That's such crazy. An honor.
But, oh boy. Well, yeah, you know, for those of you who may not have been watching lately, a few weeks ago, Hernan lost a bet and he had to do a pretty embarrassing punishment on the air. And so maybe that's why we have a little bit of a rivalry, but
yeah, there's some history there.
Yeah, but I mean, we'll see if we win. I don't know if we have a very good chance. I feel like we're still friends.
Yeah, we'll see who votes.
All right. No one has looked at the results yet. Mm-hmm. I typed it up, but I didn't look at it. I typed it with my eyes closed.
Smart.
Yeah.
I think that would be the best way.
It might
to
be like
get the most fair decision.
Yeah, but there might be a lot of typos just because my eyes were closed. So we'll see.
Right. And the winner.
And the winner is Jonathan Nolan versus Christopher Nolan.
Give it up for them. All right, here is Jonathan Nolan and Christopher Nolan coming up. They have been nominated for so many screenwriting awards and stuff. We're excited.
Hello, everyone. Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. Hold on, John. I'll handle this. Thank you to the fans who voted.
Yeah, thank you so much for the fans.
Jonathan, what did I just say? Hold on. I'm going to, my speech is going to be sort of like a speech within a speech. Like it's going to start, like, it's going to be bookended with a voiceover and montage.
Right.
And I know sort of when you write, you don't utilize those tools.
No,
Do you want to maybe write a rough draft of the speech and then give it to me and I can rewrite the speech.
Okay. Right.
Yeah, you know what? I'm gonna make myself some tea. But after this, I know you probably don't want any. You'll probably get like I don't even know what Americans drink, like a coffee instead.
Probably from Starbucks.
But yeah, exactly. It's fantastic. It's a fantastic award.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you to all the Moonhawk podcast supporters. I know personally I watched and I really enjoyed season one and season two is going to be fantastic. Yeah. And be on the lookout for my World War II movie coming out this year.
Called Dankeschön.
John, stop.
That is nice. Now I do this all the time, bro.
Yeah, well, if you were in my shoes, maybe you would understand. thank you. Enjoy the Oscars tonight. Thank you.
Are not fans of each other by any means.
No, I mean, I love their movies, so I'm not going to, like, argue with their process.
Right.
But, like, it's kind of messed up that Chris just redoes everything.
It kind of makes sense.
And they're not brothers.
Let's be real.
I mean, did you see them? I mean, they look nothing like each other. Well, anyway.
That's an unfortunate thing.
I mean, I think it's pretty clear by that speech that they deserve best rivalry.
Yes, so, for sure.
Let's move on to our next category. This is going to be a good one, Hernan.
Right. This is one that you've been the most excited for, probably.
I mean, I'm excited for all five, but like this one is really up there. in a year when our movie screens were dominated by so many different versions of the same adorable, scrawny Irish lad, we answer the question, which was the best version? This is best Domhnall Gleeson. And the nominees are Domhnall Gleeson from Brooklyn.
Incredible.
Domhnall Gleeson from Star Wars.
Minor.
Domhnall Gleeson from Ex Machina. Domhnall Gleeson from The Revenant. And Martin Freeman in The Hobbit.
Wow, that is an underdog.
That's a sleeper.
I've ever seen
that's
one.
A dark horse.
My goodness.
And The Hobbit didn't even come out this year. That might hurt his chances, but
but
we'll see. Of course, Domhnall Gleeson in so many good movies this year. Props to him. Let's see which Domhnall wins. I mean, they're all perfect.
And the winner for best Domhnall Gleeson is Martin Freeman in The Hobbit.
Oh my goodness. Wow.
If there was anything more upsetting than that to Domhnall Gleeson, it must be something in his childhood.
Wow. Martin is here, like all the other winners, and he's going to come give his speech. That's Jonathan Nolan.
Jonathan, please. In your seat, sir.
Oh, man. He's pretty upset still.
Yeah.
Martin! Martin, thanks so much for being on the show. Congratulations!
Yes, well, okay.
Yeah, clap it up, everyone. You're getting, you are getting a huge round of... ladies and gentlemen, best Dom Hall Gleason.
Well, thank you. This doesn't make any sense. I'm not Dom Hall Gleason.
He's so modest.
I'm not Dom Hall Gleason.
But you are.
I've been in Sherlock. I've been in The Hobbit.
Yeah, we know. We know, you're great.
Right.
You're great in those shows.
I don't understand.
This is an insult. Something wrong, Martin?
I'm not Dom Hall Gleason. What do you expect?
But you are the best Dom Hall Gleason.
Whatever. Fuck this.
Whoa, Martin.
Fuck you. No, I'm done.
You know what? Get out of here if you're going to be like that.
No.
Get out.
No.
No, you're not a friend of the Moonhog podcast anymore. Get out, Martin.
No.
Go destroy the ring or whatever. I don't
give a fuck.
Martin Freeman. Wow. Hernan, did you... You just went to the bathroom. Did you see?
I just ran into Dom Hall Gleason, actually. And no. That was
Martin Freeman, actually. But that's understandable. That he's such a nice, scrawny Irish lad in real life.
He's perfect, Dom Hall Gleason.
We might have to reassess that award, because.
Yeah, he was a dick.
Wow.
I've never seen anyone so aggressive. Yes, our next category is one that I think is very important. It's in a society where fame often comes from random acts of just doing too much.
DTM.
We look back at who did the most.
God damn. Oh, snap. My God.
And the nominees are The Bear Attack.
That bear went ham for no reason.
It was insane.
For no reason. All right.
The next one is John Boyega's Heavy Breathing.
Yo, that boy went in.
He ran like a track star.
Yo, in every trailer or anything, any shot with him in it, he was just doing it. He was just doing too much with
that
heavy breathing.
He was mouth breathing.
Yeah.
All the time.
Breathe in through your nose, out through your mouth, bro. He's never heard that.
Steve Carell's hair.
Wow. That might be my early pick.
Yeah, that's a front runner.
Wow. That hair was doing way too much. What time period was it supposed to be? 2008, I think, but I don't know where that hair is.
Matt Damon's charisma.
That was pretty extra.
He would have
died if it wasn't for his charisma.
Like, he was smart, but if no one gave a shit about him,
yeah,
he would have been murdered.
Yeah.
And of course, J-Law as a middle-aged woman.
Yeah.
She has been doing this for at least the last 3 years.
Yeah.
And it needs to stop.
She's doing the most. And the winner of doing the most is John Boyega for his heavy breathing in Star Wars The Force Awakens.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Amazing. He put in so much work, and he's actually here today. John Boyega, please step down and accept your award. Here you go. This is yours.
Where?
Oh, no, sir. No. We're at the Moonhawk Podcast Awards. You can relax.
Where's Poe?
Oh, he's alive.
What? Where am I?
No. Everything's fine. Just actually take a seat. Take a breather. Okay.
Thank you. Whoa. John.
He hasn't stopped running since.
Wow, yeah, I mean, if there was any doubt about him being deserving of that award before, I think it's settled. Yeah, congrats to John. We are still going strong here on the Oscars special of the Moonhawk podcast, getting you prepared for the Oscars tonight. We're all super excited. Hernan and I's final predictions are coming at the end of this show. But before that, let's continue with our Moonhawk Oscars as we move on to the next category. On a podcast where we love accents so dearly, only one actor can go home with the title Best Accent.
Best Accent.
And the nominees for Best Accent are Alejandro G. Iñárritu. How did we end up here? Smells like balls. Only guy who quotes himself when he receives an award.
Yeah. And only guy who really puts everyone in danger when he wants to create a mediocre film. Next time.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt in The Walk.
I actually did not know I was going to do a French accent until we started shooting. We were halfway through the movie. And then it was like Shrek, where they had to go back and redo everything with the accent. I had to go back and redo everything with the French accent. Next, Elizabeth Olsen and Aaron Taylor Johnson in Avengers Age of Ultron.
Mm.
So co-nominees there.
Yeah, that's awesome.
They had Russian accents as the Maximoff twins.
Mm-hmm.
Next is Jonathan Nolan's revised accent to incorporate Christopher Nolan's original accent.
Incredible.
So Christopher Nolan said, took his brother's accent, made it his own.
Mm-hmm.
He does that a lot, as we've learned. But we love that accent, as you know.
It's incredible.
It's going to be hard for that one to be beat. And they've already walked away with Moonhawk Oscar today. So let's see if they get another one. And our final nominee, Idris Elba in Beasts of No Nation.
Who was incredible.
Great.
I understood him half the time, which was excellent.
And that half the time, he was better than a lot of other people in the full
So
time.
Many people.
So let's see who the winner is.
The winner of Best Accent goes to...
Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy.
Idris Elba in Beasts of No Nation. Incredible. Idris Elba is one of the most talented actors I think we've ever heard. And we're so lucky. Mr. Elba, Mr. Elba, your award, sir.
Anin, Khalil,
yes.
Thank you for this award you have given me today. How does your commander look with this award? Very good, sir.
Very good, sir.
Ah, thank you,
Very
Hanan.
Good.
Yeah. To me, this award means everything. After not being considered for the...
I'm just kidding. I'm just fucking with you. Oh yeah. This is freaking amazing. I'm gonna put this next to my my 12 SAG awards. Right next to my award for Luther. And
you
wow.
Mean, do you mean Luther?
Luther, yeah. That's a fucking brilliant show. Have you seen Luther?
I'm fucking phenomenal.
I'm amazing in it. I don't know if you heard. But just thanks to everyone. This afternoon has really been awesome. I've been checking out a lot of cool spots around LA, and now I came here just for a little bit, and it's really been a fun time. Thank you guys. This studio audience is great. Kerry Fukunaga, you're a G for making this movie. Everyone I worked with was freaking so cool. Just like the coolest crew ever. So thank you. Mohawk Podcast, baby. Thank you very much.
That is the coolest guy I think we've ever met.
Wow.
He was incredible.
I'm in love.
I wish.
I'm in love.
Martin Freeman needs to get a good talking from him because Martin Freeman was a dick.
You'll never be the same after talking to Idris Elba.
No, never.
I don't think any of us will be. Wow. So that was, I don't know how this day is going to get any better than that.
No, I can't.
But let's go ahead to the final category of the day.
Every year. One movie is praised as raw, unflinching, emotional, and this year, unnecessarily aggressive. And the Oscar nominated The Revenant. And our last award of the afternoon, we examine the most unnecessarily aggressive element of The Revenant. And the nominees are... Tom Hardy's willingness to make assumptions too quickly.
Yeah, he just... He assumes people are dead. He kills people. Doesn't really think too much about it. Just like, I'm Fitzgerald. I'm going to go ahead and kill everybody. He could have been nominated for Best Accent, too.
Leonardo DiCaprio's thirst for revenge.
Oh, yeah. That was pretty aggressive. He was willing to do anything to get revenge. I mean, he slept in a horse carcass.
Yes.
Yeah, he was pretty aggressive.
And, like... ate meat when he's a vegetarian. The bear attack.
Oh, this is the Bears. Can we cut away to the bear? This is the Bears' last chance to win. Led all nominees today with 3 nominations. Hasn't won
Not
yet.
One win.
Let's see if this is finally his chance to walk away with the Moonhawk Oscar gold.
All right. The next 2 nominees are Alejandro G. Iñárritu.
Iñárritu. He was pretty aggressive on set, I heard. Just I don't care if everyone's freezing. Let's keep going.
I don't care if someone falls off a cliff. Let's just keep going.
So that's up there. And Iñárritu, always always win something. So maybe he'll win this.
Fuck. and the last thing, the nature or the sun?
The sun. The sun is very aggressive in this movie. The sun could have been nominated for doing the most, honestly.
The sun could have been nominated for best supporting actor.
The sun could, yeah, best supporting actor, best cinematography. The sun was everything in that movie. This is gonna be tough. The winner of the final Moonhawk Oscar category of the day, before Hernan and I reveal our Oscar picks. This is big, people.
Huge.
And the winner of most aggressive thing in The Revenant is... The bear!
The bear
for the bear attack!
Oh! Give
it up for the bear! He led all nominees today with 3, and he just deserved this so much. He was all over the categories today. If there's anyone deserving of the Moonhawk Oscar gold today, I think it's the bear. Let's just give him a moment as he waves. Look how happy he is. He's making his way through the crowd, giving everyone high fives. This is a big moment for him. This is why we have the Moonhawk Oscars, ladies and gentlemen, for moments like this. Here he is. Sir.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You are welcome.
Oh, it was so great working with Leo DiCaprio. He was incredibly professional, especially with me. I've had very, limited credit.
I think they're giving us the light. I think we're... yeah, we're wrapping up. Just if you want to say your final...
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Academy. Thank you to... Thank you to Barry. Thank you to...
Okay, they're really giving me that. Yep. Yep. What a... Like I said, this is why we do these awards. That was just the most genuine reaction. I feel so good for him.
It was soulful. It was, wow. Just to come from where he's come from.
Exactly. Exactly.
Leonardo DiCaprio had to act like he wasn't living in the woods for 2 months. He actually grew up in.
Yeah. I mean, that's method.
He's been preparing for this role his whole life. But yeah.
So that's it.
That's the nomination.
Let's just do a quick recap of our Moonhawk Oscar winners.
Mm-hmm.
We have the winner of Best Rivalry was Chris Nolan versus John Nolan, brotherly rivalry.
Best Domhnall Gleeson was Martin Freeman in The Hobbit.
That was a shocker. The winner of Doing the Most was John Boyega and his heavy breathing in Star Wars.
Or maybe my performance is Martin Freeman winning the Best Domhnall Gleeson.
Maybe. Next year. It qualifies for next year's Moonhawk Oscars. Best Accent.
And Best Accent, which Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Idris Elba won in Beast of No Nation.
Also completely deserving.
Probably the coolest guy.
Coolest guy ever.
Yeah.
And finally, last but not least, the bear finally winning for his attack on Leonardo DiCaprio for the category Most Aggressive Thing in The Revenant.
Incredible.
Up against a whole lot of aggressive things in that movie. Unnecessarily aggressive things in that movie.
Yes, like my performance as Martin
Freeman. Like my performance as Martin Freeman. That's you might lead the nominations next year.
I might win.
So again, congrats to all our winners. Congrats especially to the bear. It's great seeing that genuine reaction. We love having new blood, newcomers like that winning on this show. Before we end here, the moment you've all been waiting for. I mean, that was great. But the real moment you've all been waiting for.
Let's hope that you're still listening.
Yeah. Hernan and I reveal our Oscar picks. So.
Would you like to start? Or do
yeah,
you
we'll,
to go?
We'll. I'll say the category. Okay. And then we'll just, I'll go first and then you go.
Beautiful.
But it's not like we'll read our whole list and then go. Okay.
And depending on who gets more winners.
That's right.
We will have to do a punishment. Whoever loses has to do a punishment, which will be featured on the next season of the Moonhawk.
That's right. To be determined at a later date.
Yes. TV.
Right. So keep score at home. Let's see who gets more right, me or Hernan. This is going to be fun, people. And here we go! For best editing, I have Mad Max.
I also have Mad Max.
All right.
Incredible.
Boring so far. For best cinematography, I have The Revenant.
I have Carol.
All right, let's see. Now we're starting to differ. For best animated film, I have Inside Out.
Oh, what? I had Anomalisa.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yes. For best adapted screenplay, I put Brooklyn.
I put Carol.
Okay.
Damn, we really differ here.
For best original screenplay, I put Straight Outta Compton.
I didn't see that though, so.
Okay.
But I put Spotlight.
Also fair.
Yes.
Also fair. For best supporting actress, I put Alicia Vikander from The Danish Girl.
I put Kate Winslet. Because she's a Disney fan.
Yeah.
I've had a crush on her.
Well, that would do it. For best supporting actor, Sylvester Stallone from Creed.
I put Mark Rylance, even though I haven't seen Bridget's Spies.
No, but he was great.
I feel like he would.
I feel like he's the best competition to.
He was that good.
Yeah, and he, like, all the buzzing. But I mean, but also, like, I want him to win because I think that movie should get one win. Best actress, I put.
This was tough.
I have. It was tough, but, you like, how you have a crush on Kate Winslet, I think I'm forming a crush on. And I'm not gonna say his name right.
You can't pronounce it.
Sayors. That's not her name.
It's Gaelic, so try it in an Irish accent. Maybe it sounds better.
Sours? Roman.
All right.
Okay.
And
from
I
Brooklyn.
Chose,
from the
Brooklyn.
Girl from Brooklyn. The lead
from Brooklyn.
And
I chose Brie Larson from The Room, who I also have a crush on, so.
Yeah, no, I do too. I
mean, after seeing Short Term 12, she's incredible.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And it's also, it's just Room. It's
The Room, right? The Room is a totally different movie.
Best actor, I put Leonardo DiCaprio.
And I chose Michael Fassbender.
Okay. Best director, I put Tom McCarthy for Spotlight.
I also put Tom McCarthy for Spotlight.
And for best picture, I put Spotlight.
I put Spotlight.
All right.
There it is.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Like
all
we said, keep score at home. Let's see who does better. The loser has a punishment on season 2 of the Moonhawk podcast. Enjoy the Oscars tonight.
Yeah, it's gonna be a beautiful time.
Yeah, it's once a year. It's a really fun time.
Don't watch the red carpet show. Listen to this.
Listen to this instead of the red carpet show, I think.
Because.
And, boo that there's not enough diversity. But
yeah.
We'll get him next year.
Which I just looked at our. There's only 2 black people in our nominations, though, that I look
at. We're officially more diverse than the Oscars.
There it is.
We're more diverse
more
than
diverse
the Oscars.
Than
like,
the
clap
Oscars.
It up, studio audience. We are more diverse than the Oscars. John Boyega. With John Boyega and Idris Elba winning.
Perfect.
So just... Thank you, everyone who's listened to any of season 1 at all.
Yes.
This was really fun for me and Hernan to do. It was really just on a whim that we were just like, let's try out a podcast.
Yeah.
We've never done it before. And it's been really fun. And we can't wait for season 2. We're going to have a lot of new, fun, exciting stuff for you. But any closing statements, Hernan?
No.
All right, thanks,
Thank
guys.
You.
Enjoy the Oscars. Be safe.